set at the drop ship's 5 o'clock position were engulfed in flames as incendiary grenades went off one after the other. The night brightened, and the soldiers that hadn't moved from their positions by the dropship all gasped in unison. There were things in the jungle. Alien things that none could quite describe. All they knew were the things moved fast. Real fast.
Requesting a full retreat, LT.
Hold your position, squad leaders. We do not give up just because we are engaged.
LT, I can't see my... Jesus Christ, LT. I just watched squads 8, 3, and 1 get ripped apart.
This ain't good, LT. We can't hold this position. LT. Come in, LT. You will hold the goddamn position. This DZ has been designated as vital to our mission. Do not retreat.
Shit.
Fire in the hole.
Fire in the hole.
Fire in the...
5 more trees blazed, flames racing up their trunks and across the willowy limbs. The fire quickly spread out across the canopy, and the entire area was illuminated in orange and reds. So much red. Lieutenant Henry Knepp sat in the cockpit of the dropship, his eyes flitting from vidscreen to vidscreen as he struggled to keep from throwing up. It was far from his first mission. Hell, it was far from his 20th mission. But never, not once, had things gone south so fast. He'd dropped into the shit plenty of times, but never once did it get over his head so much that he was going to drown in it.
What the hell are they fighting? Knepp snarled. I can't see a damn thing out there.
Not a clue, LT,
the pilot replied, her hands firmly gripped on the flight stick and throttle.
But you say the word, and we are out of here.
You heard what I said,
Knepp responded.
Brass wants this DZ cleared and held. We will clear it, and we will hold it.
LT,
the co-pilot said,
I don't know what the men and women are fighting out there, but I do know that whatever they are, they're winning. Our people are getting slaughtered.
3 of the 12 vid screens went dark, while another was splattered with so much blood that it may as well have.
Sweet Lord, Knepp whispered.
His hand hesitated over the comms, pulled back, then hurried forward and depressed the link to the ship orbiting 1,000+ kilometers above the planet.
Command, this is Knepp requesting authorization for immediate evac. We are getting ripped to shreds down here.
The dropship shuddered. Hard. 2 more vid screens went dark.
Command, come in. Shit, LT, comms are out,
the co-pilot said.
Something must have damaged the relay. Then get out there and fix it, goddammit,
Knepp shouted.
You go out there and fix it,
the co-pilot replied.
Order the evac and let me get us out of here,
the pilot said.
Call an audible, LT. No comms means it's your play.
The brass wants the DZ held,
Knepp said more to himself than to pilot or co-pilot. Both were used to how Knepp worked, so they gave him 5 seconds to figure it out before they sprang into action.
I'm securing the personnel area,
the co-pilot said, as he jumped up out of his seat and yanked open the hatch that separated the drop ship's 2 compartments.
Bringing engines back online,
the pilot said.
All squads, return to the DS now,
Knepp shouted into the comms.
This is a full retreat. Get your asses into the personnel hold immediately. We are taking off in 30 seconds.
Faster if I can,
the pilot muttered. The dropship shuddered again, and the co-pilot came racing back into the cockpit, slamming the hatch closed with all his might. He spun the hatch door wheel until it locked in place, then mashed his palm against the red button off to the side. The seams around the hatch smoked and sparked as an auto weld began to seal the hatch closed.
Oh shit,
the pilot said.
Is the ramp still down?
Knepp asked.
It's down,
the co-pilot cried as he fell into his seat and strapped in.
Get us out of here. We have to wait for the squads,
Knepp yelled.
We are not leaving them behind.
You want to live or die, LT?
The co-pilot roared.
Because those are your choices. The squads are lost, LT.
Knepp turned back to the remaining vid screens and stared at the horror outside the dropship. Only 3 screens were active, and they showed men and women firing at random. Incendiary grenades, concussion grenades, and the newly developed plasma grenades going off left and right. Body parts flew through the air. There was nothing but pure, panicked chaos. Then, one by one, the vid screens died, and the local comms cut off, plunging the cockpit into silence. Almost silence.